Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So today's podcast is all about workplace memories and cultures. But I want to frame this podcast, today's podcast, with a quote that I came across by Fern Cotton. And she's done a lot of work in sort of happiness and things in that area. So I thought this was really apt. So this quote is, "It takes one thought, one second, one moment, or one positive memory to act as a catalyst for the light to gradually seep in again." Now, I share that quote with you because on Sunday, I got a notification. Now, I'm sure many of you get these notifications. If you have your phone cameras linked to a cloud storage device, the chances are you're going to get this daily ping that says "on this day in." And it usually sort of reminds you of several years of photographs that just act as a reminder of what was happening on this day many years ago. Well, on Sunday morning, I got this ping. We were sat around the kitchen table having breakfast as a family, as we usually do. And I got this ping and it reminded me of a holiday that we were at. And I shared the photograph with the kids and it sparked us to start looking into other photographs. And some of them were of holidays. Others were just of mundane, everyday, you know, we just happened to go to a coffee shop one day. Or we went to just a wedding and it was just expressions, facial expressions around the table. But it just got us laughing, remembering those shared experiences we had and the wonderful memories we had. And it was a wonderful Sunday morning. We spent about an hour and a half going through photographs. It was really nice. It was heartwarming. And in fact, my two eldest, they ended up sitting there carrying on, looking through the photographs and laughing about some of the experiences. And as we left the kitchen table, I remember saying to my wife, "Haven't we had a wonderful life? It's been great, hasn't it?" And it just left me feeling really nice. That warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you look back on wonderful experiences. Now, that Sunday morning could have been just like any other Sunday morning. Mundane, everyday, just trying to get through stuff. And it's really interesting because that ping reminding me of some of the past experiences, it really got me thinking. We want to spend time with our loved ones so we can have these wonderful experiences together, these shared experiences that can create wonderful memories that we can look back upon and do exactly what we did on Sunday morning. You know, smile, laugh, and relive some of that magic that we were caught up in. But life can be so routine or repetitive at times. It's easy to get stuck into that routine of life. We all go to work. We do our best at work. We come home, eat, rest, and sleep. And some of us going to work is going into the next door room. We're still in the same house all day. But it's easy to get caught up in the routine. We don't often end up focusing on creating great experiences. They might just happen randomly. But if those experiences don't happen, then it's hard to then have those wonderful memories to look back upon. Now, I know work is different to our home lives. You know, when we're with our families, we go out of our way to go on holiday, to have these wonderful experiences. But you know, I do look back upon my career, my corporate history, and I've got some wonderful experiences of just everyday stuff. Sometimes it was just, you know, going through putting the world to right with, there's a colleague who sadly passed away now, but I remember sitting with him in one of the coffee areas, just, and we used to have some wonderful chats together, and it wasn't anything significant, but it was significant in a way. Those shared experiences were significant. So in a work, we have these wonderful experiences that we don't often capture in any way. Now, certainly for employers, there's a real opportunity here to capture some of these daily activities, these daily shared experiences, just to be able to remind us to say, on this day in X, you know, years ago, or whatever it might be, to help remind us of the wonderful times we had, the wonderful people who helped create the company, who were here as part of the organization. That can in itself be such wonderful reminders of past experiences, allowing us to relive some of that stuff. So it's easy to get caught up in the mundane. It's easy to forget the great times. But in order to do that, we have to capture. And then after we've captured, we want to be reminding, a bit like that phone pinging away, reminding people of some of the great experiences of work. as a CEO, as a leader, as a manager, how could you help, firstly, create wonderful experiences at work? And they don't have to be hugely wonderful in the sense of, you know, going out of a way and mind-blowing, but some of the wonderful experiences might be just nice chats, nice conversations, praising people, reminding them of how good they are, helping people to be the best they could be at work. They could be wonderful and memorable. But then how do we remind people years to come to say, do you remember these moments years back? And they can be enough to bring smiles to people's faces, to relive wonderful moments with amazing colleagues. How we feel at any given time impacts on our outlook. And just reminding people can go a long way to doing that. Now imagine some of the experiences a lot of colleagues are having working from home. Those wonderful shared experiences, it just breaks the monotony of not being in that shared environment where we have shared experiences. And so it could go a long way to help reinforcing the culture. So it's just worth thinking about. I've not come across any organization that goes out of its way to firstly capture these seemingly mundane shared experiences, but then also reminding colleagues of some of the past colleagues, some of the past experiences, some of the past events, whatever it might be, randomly on this day in history, that we can just remind people of what a great place this is to work. I want to remind you of Fern Cotton's quotes that I started at the beginning of the session with. It takes one thought, one second, one moment, or positive memory to act as a catalyst for the light to gradually seep in again. That Sunday morning, the light seeped in again. I wasn't having a bad day. I just had a better day. The light seeping in to remind me of all the wonderful times we'd had that I'd forgotten about. Even the facial expressions in a coffee shop somewhere in on our high street, you know, just reminding ourselves, oh, where was that? Oh yeah, that was, you know, that was that event and whatever it might have been. It's just wonderful to share that again. So how might you as a business owner, as a leader, as a CEO, think about creating great experiences, but then also as an organization, capturing them, reminding people of them? Just the mundane, the everyday might be useful. There was another quote that I came across that I wanted to share with you at the end. And this was by a chap called Kevin Horsley. The quote is, your memory is the glue that binds your life together. Everything you are today is because of your amazing memory. You are a data collecting being, and your memory is where your life is lived. So if our memories are where our lives are lived, we want to find a way as organizations of reminding people of those wonderful memories, those wonderful experiences. And we know that how we feel at any given time can impact on our outlook, our decision-making. We can have the same experience again and again, but depending on how we're feeling, we'll experience that same situation differently. So there are opportunities here, rather than creating or recreating new experiences, just reliving some of the old ones might be useful enough. So today's podcast, all about corporate workplace memories and workplace cultures. How can we go out of our way to find ways of reminding people of some of the great experiences they've had, but also creating experiences that we can then remind them of in the future to help reinforce the culture, to help remind people of the wonderful organizations that we work in. That's all from me today. So please join me again next week. Next week, I've got a fantastic guest. I've got Jamie Christen, who's the CEO of Chester Zoo, who joins me to share what it's like being a CEO of an amazing organization. Some of the challenges, some of the joys, you'll enjoy that. So please join me for next week, next week's podcast. And also, if you enjoy what you hear, we've got 33 episodes out now. Please go back, have a look, listen. Please subscribe if you want to be notified of every new podcast coming out. Please subscribe. It will help us a lot. Please keep giving us feedback. If there's any topics you would like us to cover, shout and we will cover them. And if you want to be a guest, please contact me. So that's all from me today. Amrit Zander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.